Congregation may be seated.
Weary traveler, beat down from the storms that you have weathered. Feels like this road just might go on forever. Carry on. You keep on giving, but every day this world just keeps on taking. Your tired heart is on the edge of breaking. Carry on. Weary traveler, restless soul, you were never meant to walk this road alone. It'll all be worth it, so just hold on. Weary traveler, you won't be weary long. No more searching.
Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg, and today we are gathered to say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, Carlene Michael, beloved mother and grandmother and great-grandmother and friend to so many in our community of Hoyleton. We gather together as God's people on a funeral day, confessing what we just heard in that song, Weary Traveler. Someday soon, we're going to make it home. And we are so thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ has granted Carlene a blessed end, and she's home with him in heaven right now as we speak. And so we gather not as those who have no hope, but we gather in the certain hope of the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And so as we do that, we will now begin our service by singing together our opening hymn in the burgundy-colored hymnal in front of you. You'll find it on page 801. It's the hymn, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Carlene was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." And we continue now by reciting together the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Carlene and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I'll invite Doug to come forward, and we will hear our first reading from God's Word.
Test.
He's got it up there. He's going to turn it on for you.
First reading, Revelation 7, 9 through 17. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and honor and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes.
And now I'll invite Deb to come and read the second reading.
The second reading is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. That's good. I invite the congregation to please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 1. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now, having heard the word of God, we'll join together in speaking the words of our common Christian faith using the creed which Carlene confessed among us and with us many times. We will confess the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. At this time, I would like to invite everyone except for the ladies' aide to please be seated. Carlene was a faithful member of the Ladies' Aid here in Hoyleton for many years, and it's our tradition that when one of their members passes away, the ladies will stand as we sing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Now, we will all be singing this together. The ladies will just be standing while we do so, so they don't have to sing by themselves. We'll all sing together hymn number 770, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Thank you, ladies. You may be seated. To the family and friends of Carlene Michael, and to those of you who are gathered here today to celebrate her long earthly life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Doug and Deb and Karen. Carlene's beloved children, and of course, all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren as well. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I can remember the moment when I first started to realize how much our dear Carlene meant to this community. And it's probably no surprise to everyone that this moment for me was attached to the Hoyleton Hofbräufest. The very first time I ever got to experience the Hoyleton Hofbräufest. I know a lot of people around here love the Hofbräufest, love attending every year, look forward to it all the time. But I don't think there's anyone who loved the Hofbräufest as much or more than Carlene loved the Hofbräufest. Now, for me, the first time I ever got to go was the year that we had the 50th anniversary. So that was a really big deal. I already had been a pastor in Trinity for a year and a half by that point, but we had missed it the year before because we had to be out of town for a wedding. So everyone was excited that year, and I was excited to finally get to experience this thing that everybody had been talking about. And of course, not only was there excitement about it just being the 50th anniversary, but we were also going to have a parade that Saturday. That was a really big deal. Now, my job on parade day was simple. They asked me to help carry the banner in front of Trinity's float. And I thought, I can do that. Piece of cake. No problem. But it just so worked out in the order of the parade that right in front of us, right in front of me, was, you guessed it, Carlene. And she was in that dark red Mustang. And Deb, I think you were driving. And I'm not sure who else was in the car that day. But I, and Sister was there. Yes. And I noticed that in the front, there was a sign that said Earl's Girls. Carlene was named the Grand Marshal of that parade. And the whole time we're making our way along the parade route, I'm just kind of watching and listening as all these people are cheering for her and thanking her for the years that she gave to the Hofbräufest, to this community. The way that it was just got the feeling that she was a big part of how this was even possible in the first place. And as far as I'm concerned, one of the most memorable parts of that most memorable day involved Carlene. As we turned the corner, we made our way down Main Street here. You know, one of the things that we had planned to do was, you know, the church float stops in front of the church, and then a couple things happen. First, the bells ring. They ring out joyously. They ring out triumphantly. And that was fantastic. We all kind of stopped for that. But then the second thing that happened was the Mustang stalled out and died right there in the middle of the street, which was honestly a really kind of a funny thing. I don't know if you guys were panicking up there or not, but the rest of us found it pretty hilarious. So that, you know, that moment is just kind of burned into my memory. And so a lot of times when I think about the Hofbräufest, I think of Carlene. And I know it's that way for a lot of people around here. A lot of people associate her with the Hofbräufest. All the years that she gave, her hard work and dedication to the community club, all the years that she served on the board, her years as treasurer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's an amazing thing when you really think about it that the Lord, in his wisdom and according to his perfect timing, called Carlene to himself in heaven at 5:32 p.m. on the Sunday of the 54th annual Hoyleton Hofbräufest. It is absolutely amazing. As far as I know, this was the only Hofbräufest she ever missed in all of those years. Pretty amazing. To think that in the moment where she breathes her last, in her peaceful and comforting nursing home room, surrounded with music, which she loves so much, and her children, whom she loves so much, she really was granted a blessed end in that sense. And at that very moment, over here in the park, there's a crowd of people enjoying themselves because of this thing that Carlene was so instrumental in making happen for our community. It's really poetic, if you think about it. And almost as poetic as some of the words that were written on the calendar in her nursing home room about a week and a half ago. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it said something like, "Your final exit will be your greatest entrance." Think about those words. Your final exit will be your greatest entrance. And I just think about that and the Hofbrau Fest. I think about, like, I have this image of Carlene on the Mustang and she's going off into the sunset to the great Hofbrau Fest in the sky. I think she would have appreciated that. And the car stalls. Here's what I know for certain, and here's what I want to share with all of you today. No matter how much Carlene was a blessing, and she was a blessing. She was a blessing to this community. She was a blessing to her family. She was a blessing to the people she worked with. She was a blessing to this congregation, to the Ladies' Aid. She was a blessing, honestly, to the random people who just crossed her path. She was a blessing. And yet, our motivation to give thanks and praise to God today and to have hope for an eternal future is not because we're going to be able to list off a whole bunch of reasons why Carlene deserves the place of honor in heaven like she had the place of honor on the back of that Mustang. That's not really the reason. Doug just read from Revelation chapter 7, and that passage is beautiful. The Apostle John gives us a vision of heaven, but really what he gives us a vision of the people in heaven. And when you hear the way that it's described, it sounds like a big parade. You've got this huge multitude. No one can number them. They're from every nation on earth. It's the moment when the saints go marching in. And you know, the way that those saints in Revelation 7 are described, it seems like they all have a place of honor. They're given white robes. They've got palm branches in their hands. And how did they get those things? Well, it wasn't through all of their good deeds. It wasn't because of their hard work and their dedication to their communities. Their robes are made white in the blood of the Lamb. So it's Jesus' death and Jesus' resurrection, and it's their faith in him that elevates them to this place of honor at the heavenly parade. And so that's why we can celebrate truly that as the saints go marching in, there's Carlene marching right in with them. And she didn't earn her spot in the heavenly parade because she was so welcoming. She greeted everyone with a smile. She had a great sense of humor. The reason why Carlene gets to be in that parade is because Jesus Christ himself marched in that parade for her. Because Jesus is truly the one who is the grand marshal. Jesus led the way for Carlene and for all who have put their faith and trust in him through the victory over death and the grave that he won for us. And Jesus stands among us today. Even in the midst of our grief and sorrow, that our dear Carlene, who was with us for over 90 years of earthly life, is now no longer right by our side anymore. And yet the Lord promises to each one of us that it won't always feel this way. We won't always feel loss and separation. Eventually, we will be part of that multitude for all eternity. Essentially, Jesus comforts us the same way this morning that he comforted his disciples, as we heard in our gospel reading from John 14. These are famous words of Jesus. I'm sure a lot of us have them memorized. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You know, when you're in a parade and you're marching, You're not just wandering around aimlessly. You have a place you're going. You have a destination. There's going to be the end of the parade somewhere. Even if you're just talking about the Hofbräufest parade, you know it's going to take a certain route and it's going to end at a certain location. Well, for us as Christians, we're marching. This isn't something that just starts to happen when you pass away. This is something that is part of us from the very moment that we come to faith, from the very moment that we're baptized. For Carlene, that happened to be Valentine's Day, February 14th, 1932. From that point forward, all of her marching as a Christian had an end goal, had a destination prepared for her in heaven by the one who is the way and the truth and the life. You know, when Jesus tells his disciples in the upper room the night before he is crucified that he's soon going to be leaving their presence, they don't really know exactly what to think about that. They don't really know what to do with it. You can imagine them, some of them, starting to panic a little bit, right? They've been marching with Jesus around Galilee and Samaria and Judea and all these other places for at least 3 years, and now all of a sudden, where is this going to end? Jesus is going to be gone? Are we just going to be stalled out in the middle of the street? Is that it? Jesus says, no way. Jesus tells them, I am going to prepare a place for you. And he marches into heaven first, and he gets everything ready for people like the disciples, for people like you and people like me and people like Carlene. He gets everything ready for us. He leads us in procession to the heavenly throne, and he gives us a place of honor. We get the white robes. We get the palm branches in our hands. Yeah, we might not have a sign in front of us that says Earl's Girls, but we have the sign of the cross. We have the sign of victory. We have the sign that declares us children of the heavenly Father. And so now, in just a few moments, we get another opportunity to get up and to march again. And Carlene's going to have the place of honor in a parade on Main Street one last time today. And as her casket crosses that threshold in the back of the church, the bells are going to ring out again, just like they did at the Hofbräufest a few years ago. But they ring out in joy. They ring out in celebration. Because we know that as Carlene's body is laid to rest, her soul marches on. And even now, this heavenly parade is not one where we're just wandering around with no destination in sight, but we know that the destination comes on the last day. And on that day, Carlene's grave and all of our graves are going to be opened up, and our bodies are going to have life in them once again, and we're going to be stronger, and we're going to be healthier, and we're going to be better than we've ever been before, and we're going to march. We're going to march right out of that cemetery, and we're going to march right down Main Street. And the bells are going to ring again. And the angels are going to sing. And our final exit will be our greatest entrance. But most importantly, the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be praised forever and ever. Lord, how I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We turn now to our next hymn, which is Be Still My Soul. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Carlene Michael and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Carlene and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. For the Lord's Prayer today, we are going to be singing the Lord's Prayer together. This is the traditional Lord's Prayer that you might hear sung as a solo oftentimes, but we are going to sing it collectively as a congregation. Hopefully many of you know the tune. Those of you who do, sing nice and loud for those who don't.
Thank you.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. We turn now to hymn number 722, and we sing, Lord, take my hand and lead me.